Life Unlimited with Stephanie Staples.
Well, I'm super excited because I'm now going to introduce you to a rewired nurse who's now a motivational speaker on a mission to help people still have nice left when they get home from being nice all day. I'm talking about Stephanie Staples and Your Life Unlimited. Now, Stephanie's going to be a regular part of Choosing Wellness, so let's start there. Steph, I really want people to understand your background and how you got into motivational speaking.
Okay, well, how much time do we have? Here's the short version. So I was a nurse. I went into nursing because I like people. I wanted to help people. I had a horrible burnout situation. I had three young kids, and I just decided, well, I can't live my life like this. I need to do something different. So I kind of fell down that rabbit hole of personal development, personal growth, and I wanted to create a me that I was proud of, a me that I wanted to hang around with, a me that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. I began taking everything I could in the personal development world, and people started to notice, my friends started to notice that I was changing, things were different, I was happier, I was healthier, my relationships were better, and people were asking, how are you doing this? And right about that time, you know, those moments in your life that you can remember exactly where you were, I was lying in my bed, I was reading a Canadian Living magazine, and it was about coaching. And I'd never heard of this profession before. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a profession where you can help people make their lives better and get paid. So I decided that this is what I was going to do. And I had a big party and I invited all my girlfriends. I told them I had a big announcement and they all thought I was pregnant, but I said, I'm going to quit nursing and I'm going to become a life coach. And it was completely silent in the room. And then finally, one of my friends spoke up and she said, Steph, we have no idea what that is, but we're sure you'll be very good at it. And I said, you watch, in 5 years, everybody's going to know one, have one, or be one. And that's exactly what happened. So I started doing personal coaching and then I started doing group coaching. Then someone asked me if I would do a seminar and I'm like, okay. So I did that. So that's it in a nutshell. But honestly, I still feel like I'm nursing. This is how I help people. I went into nursing to help people. This is how I help all nurses find their specialty. I think this is mine.
That rewired nurse is what I love because you're helping people just in a different way, a different capacity. So let's talk about that a little. About Your Life Unlimited, the radio show that you're doing, and how that all came to be.
I felt like I had a message to share, and I was trying to think, how could I get this message out to more people? So I pitched this to a radio station, and they were like, well, that's a good idea. And I'm like, really? Because I don't know anything about radio. Should I take a course or something? And they're like, nope, just come and share what you know. And so, you know, it's been a beautiful, wonderful journey. Every time I open my mouth, it helps me too. So I feel very fortunate about that.
Now let's talk about Nice for a Living. And that title alone, I think, says an awful lot. We try to be good people and be nice to others. And we do that all day long. So let's talk about the idea of Nice for a Living.
It came up completely by accident. And I actually wrote a song. I was in this cornfield in Minneapolis behind a hotel and I went out there with my little ukulele to just fiddle around. And this song called Nice for a Living started coming out of my body. And I remember thinking, no. You are not writing that song. You are going to write a happy, fun, cheery, sing-along, motivational speakery kind of song. And this song came out of my body and the words were so... Basically, it says you're nice all day. And then I come home and my daughter has a tear in her eye. And she's like, you're nice to everybody else. And you don't have any nice left for me when you get home.
She said, you're nice for a living. You got nothing left for me.
And it was just like, holy crap. It was like a slap in the face. We have this safe space we call home. I would go out. I was a nurse. I had to be nice. That was my job. And so many people, if you're in retail or education, or that's what you are, you go out, you are nice for a living. If you're not nice, you don't have a job anymore. Then we go home to this safe place we call home, to these people that love us no matter what. And we feel compelled to correct everything they say. They're not happy about it, but we're not happy about it either. We're not proud of who we are. We're not happy how we're treating these people. We don't like the way we're showing up. And that goes back to that whole personal development world, right? It's like, well, I don't want to show up like this. What do I have to do so that I don't show up like this for these people that love me most, matter to me most, and care about me most?
That's the big question where a lot of people are, we're so drained from being nice all day. We tend to be mean, hard, and judgy when we come in the front door of our own home. And so how do we park that, not do that, and change the way we are in our home life?
So this would be like an 8-week course, but to really simplify things, the first thing we need to do is just notice. Oh yeah, I do that. Because a lot of people, they just didn't even realize. And then when you can go, oh shoot, I have been doing that and I want to do something different. And you have control over that. So it might be something as simple as driving a different way home. It might be putting on a special song that's going to switch me from work mode to home mode and get me in that nice place. It might be during your day, just giving yourself those moments to do some deep breathing, to go to the bathroom when you actually have to go to the bathroom instead of thinking, I am so important, I don't have time to go to the bathroom. So all those little tiny things you can do for yourself are going to help you to be a nicer person at home. Having a good night's sleep. If you're exhausted, you have less patience, you're more cranky, you're short-tempered. Mostly it all comes back to the personal development. If I only ever had 10 seconds, this is what I would tell people. Work harder on yourself than on anything else. And everything else will be better. It's not all those home people that have to change, it's you. It's how you can move from reacting to being proactive in the situation that you see.
Well said. I mean, you're right. You have to start with you. You hear that so often, that it's so important to start with you first and you need to be in a good place. Unless you are, you can't help others. You can't even be nice around other people if you're not happy with what's going on with you. But I still think it's that bit of separation. If you're generally a nice person, how do you ensure that you stay nice?
I had 3 young kids. There's like a lot of shoes at the door. So if every time I walk in that door and the first thing I see is all those shoes and the first thing out of my mouth is, what the heck? How many times have I told you about these shoes? This is not the first interaction I want with my people when I come home. I'm so glad you're here. I just need a hug. So what I'm going to suggest here is have some sort of a plan, like a simple plan. My partner comes home and they see the shoes and they don't care, but for whatever reason, it bothers me. So here's my plan. Family, we're all allowed 2 shoes at the front door. For whatever reason, it drives me crazy when there's more than that. I know it might be silly, but it just drives me crazy. So I'm going to ask for your help in having only set 2 shoes. Everybody understand that? Yes, yes. Anybody got questions? No, no. So here's what's going to happen if there's more than 2 sets of shoes. I'm just going to take your shoe and I'm going to throw it down into the basement. I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to get mad. I'm just going to take your shoes and throw them downstairs. Okay. Now I get home. I get to have a little fun throwing the shoes down the stairs. Nobody's mad because they know that, well, I left. And chances are they're going to start only keeping 2 pairs of shoes. This is maybe a silly example, but I'm just saying, if something happens once, oh well. If it happens twice, pay attention. If it happens 3 times, it's probably going to happen again. So come up with a plan so that it doesn't drive you crazy every time.
Well, I can say we will likely see shoes now at the bottom of the stairs in my house because I love that stuff. I actually think that was a really good analogy. But now I'm a little worried that I'll find pillows along with the shoes because pillows on the bed drive my husband crazy. So he'll say, if you can do that, I can do that. The shoes, the pillows, well, we'll find a happy medium.
And then if you can have a little fun with it, like how much better is that? That makes you realize not everything is that serious. Not everything needs to rock the boat as much as it does.
Steph, I'm going to end with that because I think it's such a great piece for people to take away, even though there's so much good content here. But it is bringing it back to the laughter. As soon as you put a smile on your face or you start to laugh about something, it brings immediate joy and then it'll help bring joy to those around you and it can completely shift the way you're thinking.
Exactly, exactly. So go pick up those shoes and pillows from your basement and carry on with your day.
Thanks so much, Steph. A real pleasure. I'm so excited that you're going to be part of Choosing Wellness on a regular basis. But before we go, do you have a last thought that you want to leave people with?
The last thought is being nice for a living and being nice at home is one more way to live your life unlimited. Period.